We're here with Brandon from Time's Up. Welcome, Brandon.
Thank you very much.
Could you start by explaining what is Time's Up?
Time's Up is a 15-year-old environmental education and direct action organization. It's been running out of the Lower East Side for that entire time. And the point at which direct action and environmental issues meet is bikes for us typically. So we have a tremendous amount of bicycling events. Time's Up put in all the resources and energy into getting critical mass started in New York. And we also do a lot of work with the community gardens. And sort of community issues like that.
For people who don't know, what is critical mass?
Sure. Critical mass started in San Francisco more than 10 years ago. It's an opportunity for cyclists and skaters, rollerblades and skateboards to come together and ride as a group. Typically, you have so many people, a critical mass, that you can take over an entire street and move as a group. Going through red lights, and it's very much sort of a defiant celebration, very much in the face of car culture. It's many different things to many different people, and it's done in over 300 cities all over the world. And in New York, we've been having more than 1,000 people on our rides since last summer, as long as it's warm out. And it's, you know, it's the type of thing, like, once you do it, you just want to do it all over again, you know. And a lot of people just look forward to it every month because it's just a real opportunity to experience the streets as we would like them to be, to take back the streets. And that's a big part of it.
You mentioned critical mass as a response to car culture. Could you explain a little bit more about why bikes are central to the kind of environmental activism that Time's Up does?
Sure. You know, bikes to us are a real sort of positive alternative of sustainable transportation that really goes at the core of the transportation issue. I mean, cars are essentially moving private space, you know. It's really trying to expose the use of the car and the centrality of the car in American culture as being a real problem with the issues that we're dealing with, like on a very large scale. It's the idea that you no longer belong to the communities that you travel through, that you don't speak to other people that you are traveling with. And bikes are the opposite of that, you know. Bikes are completely sustainable. It's the only vehicle that the more you use it, the better the engine gets. Your body is, you get exercise and become stronger. And also you can, you know, speak to your neighbor. I mean, the greatest part about critical mass is being in, just riding with hundreds of people and running into a friend and meeting new people, and then they, you know, they ride off and you see them again, and it's very much like a little piece of the world as we would like it to be.
I'm looking at a calendar here, and I see that Time's Up has a number of indoor and outdoor events mm-hmm. planned in the next few weeks sure. during and around the Republican convention. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us about them, and specifically, what is the BNC, or the Bike
Sure.
National Convention?
The Bike National Convention was an idea that we came to very early on in the year. It's the week before the RNC. It's August 20th through the 28th, and it was trying to sort of promote the idea that if people were going to be coming in from out of town, particularly bike activists, we wanted to give them like a real reason to be here. So our approach to the RNC was having 2 weeks of events. The first being the Bike National Convention, which is all the other rides that Time's Up normally does, which, you know, we're doing probably about 20 to 30 rides a month, depending, in addition to rides that are more specific to the community that's going to be coming together. So we have two dumpster diving rides so people can figure out, you know, a nice cheap meal to get if they're from out of town. We also have a war profiteers ride outlining the different sort of war profiteers and criminals that are, you know, the Halbertons, the Bechtels, the Carlyles. And, you know, a radical history tour of the Lower East Side, really sort of celebrating cycling culture and also the radical culture of New York City and of the Lower East Side and the East Village. So that's the Bike National Convention, and that sort of ends with the critical mass on August 27th. We meet at Union Square North at 7 p.m. Usually the ride gets kicked off around 7:30, and we got a real awesome after party. Looks like it's coming together at the Frying Pan, which is a cool venue on the West Side Piers. That's the Bike National Convention, and then during the actual RNC, we're going to be doing something called Bike Blocks, which are an extension of Critical Mass. It's sort of a natural evolution of radical bike culture using Critical Mass style tactics, exploring the tactical advantages of bikes at street actions. And then throughout that whole time, we're also having a series of indoor events at our bike convergence space, which is at 49 East Houston Street between Mott and Mulberry. And people can drop in, and we have a lot of bikes there that you can either buy for real cheap, or we are offering work trades where you can fix up bikes or just help out with the space, and eventually you'd get a free bike. If you fix up 3 bikes, you get one for free. We're just trying to get as many bikes out onto the streets as possible. And actually, we're starting to run low on bikes, which is something that's really surprising to us. So if anyone knows about bikes, they should definitely let us know.
And if anyone has a junker that they want to, that they think is beyond hope, do you think you guys can?
Yeah, absolutely. We're having bike mechanics that people that have at least a working knowledge of how to fix up bikes, they are pretty much there every day. You can be assured that people will be there on the weekends, but during the weekdays as well, and people can come in and fix up their bikes. We're really trying to promote the coming in and sort of helping out with the space. So if people do come in and fix up their own bikes, we're hoping that they can give back in some way in terms of just, you know, there's a constant need for cleanup. It's a real hub of activity right now. It's really exciting. We opened it about a week ago. People are just trickling in from all across the country that have come here for their RNC. There's clearly a lot of excitement around the protests, and it's a cool place to check out.
And so, if people have bikes to donate to you guys, can they?
Yeah, if people have bikes to donate, I think the best way to contact us would be an email address, which is timesup, TIMESUP, at theory.org, and that's TheOry. So it's timesup at theory.org, and that's the best way to, if you have bikes to donate, we'll come and pick them up. If you're just interested in getting involved, that's really the main email address that's being used at this time. People can also just check out our website, which is times-up.org. And then the final thing you can do is check out or give a call to our ride line, which is 212-802-8222.
And that convergence space you mentioned, that's open now.
The convergence space is open as we speak. The hours, they're a little rough, but Monday through Thursday, we're open 3 to 9. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we're open about 1 to 10.
That's on Houston Street?
It's on 49 East Houston Street between Mott and Mulberry. There's a lot of people are dropping off flyers from other groups, so it's a real way to find out what's going on with other groups. It's definitely a source of information, so people can stop by and pick stuff up. The RNC Poster Collective has their posters there for people to wheat paste, and they're amazing. They're going to do another run on that. Also, the RNC, the People's Guide to the RNC, the map that if you don't know about, you should grab one because they're amazing. And of course, you can go and fix up a bike and eventually get a bike and just sort of meet other really interesting, great people that are coming together around this event.
It may not be clear why an organization that's involved with bicycles would be protesting the Republican National Convention. Can you talk about why Time's Up is involved with the protest?
Sure. Time's Up has been involved in any sort of major protest that happens in New York City for the last 10 years, at least. You know, we were very much involved in the anti-war protests. Anyone that's been sort of involved with New York City activism knows that, you know, after we went to war and it was in the spring and there was this initial lull of energy and people being upset about what was going on, it was very clear that the RNC was going to be a rare opportunity to really voice all the many different issues that everyone feels are really important to them. So we're approaching the RNC as just being a national platform to try to put out the call for the Bike National Convention. We're really trying to promote bike activists from all over the country coming and visiting. And I'm in contact with people from all across the U.S., you know, Chicago, Oregon, Fresno, and trying to bring as many people here to celebrate sort of the cutting edge of bike activism with like Critical Mass and these bike blocks, but also tall bikes and tall bike jousting and mutant bikes. A lot of that's really exciting to us. So the reason why we put so much energy into the RNC is because we thought that it was going to be a rare opportunity that we wouldn't want to miss. I mean, you know, for people that have sort of been following it, it's the setup is couldn't be more perfect. You know, I mean, the last 4 years have been about the exploiting 9/11. And for New Yorkers that were here when that happened, there's a real sense of wanting to reclaim that. And by the RNC coming here, they're just bringing it home, you know, and that's, we just think that that's like the biggest mistake they ever made. So that's to a certain extent why we're putting so much energy into this.
If Carrie were elected, do you see things being different for cycling culture or environmental issues in 2008?
Taking that question just as it is, theoretically, they might be a little bit better. But I think most people understand that, you know, while Carrie is the step in the right direction and sort of in terms of like trying to de-escalate the environment in the world and in America, you know, most people recognize that the Democratic Party is still very much in bed with corporate interests. And that means that our economy remains stuck on oil, and that is like, we do that at all costs, you know, and you see that with the Iraq war. I mean, so many people are dead. It doesn't really matter what's morally correct about it. So in 2008, I guess if Kerry was elected, we'd probably be in a slightly better position. But, you know, the fight goes on. And Andrew Boyd from Billionaires for Bush says that, you know, that if Kerry does get elected, then they immediately become billionaires for Kerry. You know, the struggle goes on. At the same time, I think a lot of people recognize that if we had another 4 years of Bush, that could certainly be like a much more of a nightmare than it's already been, which is scary to think about. If anyone is hearing this and on the fence about coming to New York, I don't think this is something that you want to miss, because there's been people putting all of their energy into this for more than a year. There's just going to be a grand old time in New York at the end of the summer. It's the last week of summer. You know, there's going to be definitely a lot of stuff going on in the streets, but there's a lot of cultural events. There's, you know, Theaters Against the War. There's the Fringe Festival. There's the Howl Festival. It's just, it's very much a cultural celebration as it is protesting in the streets. So come on out to New York. You don't want to miss it.
And again, your Bike Convergence space is at 49 East Houston Street. times-up.org is your website. And the phone number is, again?
212-802-8222.
Brandon from Time's Up, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you very much for having me.